Right, okay, well, continuing on with the situation with the COVID figures in Donegal, a fairly stinging attack, indeed a right old go by our next guest on the four Sligo Leitrim TDs. He claims that there is deafening silence from these four TDs on the crisis over Donegal's COVID numbers. To quote him, he says, every election they come from Sligo Leitrim declaring their love for the people of Bundoran and Ballyshannon and surrounding areas. But that love seems to fade after the 6,000 votes that are cast in Donegal are counted. Bundoran publican Dermot Doherty is on the line. Good morning to you, Dermot.
Good morning, Ned.
Those are very, very bitter sentiments. Are you saying they have no interest in what's happening in any part of Donegal?
If you look at the situation there on Thursday, you know, we all got a great lift and the announcement of dates for opening and stuff like that, which was fantastic. And then on Friday, you know, it was like Dr. Tony Whelan was reading, like a bishop reading us from the pulpit, you know, saying, oh, there's everything's going grand and good, but Donegal. But why wasn't a plan announced, a plan to tackle this? I mean, we're going to get spikes in COVID going forward for God knows how long. And this could happen next month in Sligo, God forbid. And instead of putting us down, you know, it was like you get these films and the hero, the war films, and the hero says, oh, we're going to leave no man behind. It was kind of like, oh, we're going to leave no man behind. Oh, it's Donegal. Oh, sure, give them a few kicks and leave them behind. You know, the country has to have a plan for these situations. And I mean, we need people speaking up for us. We were left in limbo last year when the rest of the country, ourselves in Dublin. And unfortunately, nothing was done about that. There was nobody spoke up and said, get medical teams, get the expertise up to Donegal and get it sorted out. And that's what we need. And I want people to speak up for Donegal. And not, you know, accept it. Like if you were starting off last Friday, you know, going around, a lot of businesses would have been saying, great, we're opening next week, we're opening in a fortnight or whatever. I'm going to order stuff for this and I'm going to order stuff for that. By Friday evening, you'd be thinking of cancelling it. You know, or if you were, say, a family there saying, right, that's grand, the country's opening up, let's book a holiday. Oh, God, you know, where we go? We go to Kerry, we go to Sligo, we go to Donegal. Oh, I'm not going to Donegal. You know, it's not the whole country, the whole county isn't the same. There's isolated incidents. You know, unfortunately, this time round it's in Milford, but before it was in the Finn Valley. And, like, you know, there's a historical tense to this that nothing was done last year. You know, and fairness, I will have to say, in fairness to Frank Feeney, I did get a meeting with him last summer to object of the €9 meal, which thankfully they've realised that was the stupidest thing, you know, ever. But for the sake of the whole country, we need to have a plan in place for dealing with these, get medical teams in. Not just, you know, Donegal, it's different up there. Should let them at it. We'll go on the rest of the country and move ahead.
Okay, well, I'm not a spokesperson for the four Sligo Leitrim TDs who also represent, as you rightly say, South Donegal. But is it the case that the focus is on the north of the county and the higher incidence of COVID in the Letterkenny and Milford areas? And maybe it's not as relevant in the south of the country. Maybe that's why they're not being as vocal as maybe you might expect them to be.
But the template is the whole county gets closed down. We were closed down last year, September, and right through to Christmas. And when it was the same thing, the Donegal electoral area and the Glenties electoral area had very low numbers. Now, thankfully for that. But we still suffered the pain. So the whole county needs to be looked after. I mean, it's only yesterday like that the there was a walk-in centre set up in Milford. We were, you know, we've been top of the league now for at least 5 or 6 weeks. So it's not like this happened overnight. And, you know, the TDs, we have government ministers, we have two TDs that are in the government, another TD that votes with the government. You know, why was it let to get to this situation? Why were we ignored until it was a crisis situation? And why were we ignored till we were basically cowed, you know, there's a good chance the rest of the country's going to open up and, you know, we're going to be left behind. But, you know, it's going to hit back. I mean, there's businesses in Bundoran and surrounding areas that will have no business till next year because they're booked a year in advance. We can't go on with this uncertainty. But it's regardless of Donegal, we need this template put in place to deal with these situations. They're going to arise. They're going to arise somewhere else next month and stuff like that. So just saying, Asher, Donegal up there, it's different. It is not good enough. And I mean, if you're, regardless whether you're a government TD or you're not a government TD, this constituency needs to be spoken up for, you know, and not ignored till election time.
Okay, and is that how you see it? And I read out your quote on your social media message. You feel that those who have been running and standing for election and seeking votes in the Sligo, Leitrim constituency, South Donegal, North Roscommon area, that they come in at election time to canvass the area and then it's forgotten about.
Well, no, I wouldn't be the only one that feels that way. And in fairness, we have ourselves to blame as well. We should have a unity candidate that would be a central to, from Manor Hamilton, Glencar, down to Grange, Bendoran, Ballyshannon. There's enough votes there for us to elect somebody. The candidates, obviously, are a long way away, the TDs, and they're going to look after their own patch first. That's the easiest for them. And Donegal and North Leitrim and North Sligo are easy pickings because there's no candidates that can walk up. Actually, they'll vote for somebody, sure. You know, there's no local. If we had a local candidate running here, that the people would get behind. You know, there's probably the guts between Manor Hamilton, you know, Leitrim, North Sligo. There's probably 10,000 votes. There's enough to elect somebody. You know, we have our own selves to blame for that as well. But that's the situation is at the moment, that there are TDs, and I'm calling on them to stand up for Donegal, make sure we're not left behind, make sure we get the help we needed. You know,
just hold for a second, Jeremy, just on that point. Let's go to line two. Donegal, Ballyshannon-based Fine Gael councillor Barry Sweeney's on line two. You want to pick up on a couple of points that Jeremy made, and in your case, you want to defend the record of Frank Feehan. Is that right, councillor?
That's right. Well, good morning, Niall.
Morning to you.
Good morning, Jeremy. I'm Frank Feehan is big enough to defend himself, to be honest, you know, but I just, you know, in case he's not listening or doesn't hear this morning, Jeremy is indeed talking with broad brushstrokes here. He's talking about being ignored, been, you know, saying statements like coming around the next election and only been here when... when the votes are being looked for and that. So I just like to completely disagree with that. And we're in a situation, obviously, where people can't travel and our TDs can't actually come to the area physically. But there's been a huge amount of communication, particularly, you know, from my point of view with Frank Feehan in the last while. And he's been doing a huge amount of communication and work in the area. And he's representing South Donegal very well, as far as I can see at this point in time, and he'll continue to do that. And I know from speaking to him the other day that he's really looking forward to getting back up to Ballyshannon to his office on the main street whenever he can do that. It's just physically not possible.
And you heard Jeremy saying that the case could and should be made for a unity candidate to represent areas like South Donegal and North Leitrim. How would you respond to that?
Well, look, that's quite a while away, but you know, Frank is representing the area very well, as I see at this point in time, and I'm sure he'll continue to do that for now. He's living in Sligo, he's not a million miles away, he's doing a good job, you know. So look at the people, you know, I understand Dermot's points there too, and I understand how frustrating it is, and particularly for pubs, and he used the example this morning there of people wondering whether they should buy stock in or not, and of course that's extremely frustrating and difficult for businesses and publicans and restaurants to know whether they should do that or when they can do that. And it's the same as before when they were getting ready to open up and they opened for a few days and had to be closed again. So it's extremely frustrating. But that's COVID is the fault of that. You know,
okay.
It's not
all right.
Any one
well,
particular person.
All right. Well, Jeremy, you seem to have stirred somewhat of a hornet's nest this morning because we have Minister Feehan on line five, Sligo Leitrim TD. Good morning to you, Minister. Thanks for joining us. I think you're aware of what Jeremy Doherty has said. How do you respond to that?
Look, I can appreciate Jeremy's fears and concerns, and I've already discussed this on social media with him over the weekend. Look, the issues in Donegal, I would have helped to arrange this meeting with Tony Holohan and with the Minister and all the Oireachtas members to try to address the ongoing COVID crisis in Donegal. I'm very, very honoured to have been elected for Sligo Leitrim, North Roscommon and South Donegal, and I am probably the first TD from this constituency to put an office into Ballyshannon, a full-time office. Now, we are working that office with the local councillor, Barry Sweeney. And unfortunately, due to the COVID crisis, we've had to work remotely. And I am absolutely looking forward when the restrictions are lifted to getting back there personally. But again, I can understand there are difficulties, issues that have to be dealt with. But I take my job very, very seriously. And it's a great honour. It's a great privilege to represent the people. As I said, it's live relief from North Roscommon and South Donegal. And, you know, I'm doing whatever I can. And I look forward to working with Diarmaid and everybody else to try to resolve those problems in Bundoran and Ballyshannon, in Rosnaula, and indeed across the constituency. But I just wanted to just point out that I'm going in now to launch the minimum unit pricing here in the Department of Health.
Yep.
With the Tánaiste, the minister. So I just have to leave in a minute. But I just want to just outline that, I think that by opening an office showed a huge regard for the constituency.
Okay.
And I look forward to working with my other constituency colleagues across party to delivering.
Okay, well, we'll get to your business. But before we do, Jeremy, do you want to respond to what the minister has to say? And do you accept what he has to say?
Well, I have to say, in fairness to Frank and Barry, and I would deal with Barry quite a bit, and I think he's an excellent character. And Frank did contact me over the weekend, and I did get a meeting with him last. But that's the only response I had. But this is what I just want people to be aware that, you know, we need, it's help we need, not abuse. And that if my post has the desired effect, I'll be happy enough with that. But, you know, This is a crisis situation for an awful lot of people if Donegal gets left behind again. And, you know, there was a template put in there for meat factories and building sites when there was outbreaks. And why wasn't that done here 2 or 3 weeks ago instead of waiting to kind of tell us off first and scare the life out of people? Because I know that we have to think long and hard about whether we're going to buy stock in or we're going to end up doing it at the last minute if, in case there's an announcement made, and that goes for the whole county.
Okay, like, all right. Okay, and the minister has to go, as you say. He's had an important launch. Can you comment quickly on what you're launching today? The minimum unit pricing for alcohol, minister, or do you have to wait until after the launch? Or
no, we're launching minimum unit pricing, which effectively targets high risk, harmful drinkers who buy cheap high alcohol drink, and this move will save lives. It'll also save hospital admissions, and also data from Scotland has proven that. That it's hugely effective. So I'm looking forward to launching that today, as I said, with the minister and the Tánaiste. And all I just want to say is that, look, I really appreciate that Diarmaid is able to voice those concerns. And, I've been looking forward to working with Diarmaid and indeed local councillor Barry Sweeney and many, many more to address those problems in South Donegal and, again, across the constituency of Sligo, Leitrim, North Roscommon and South Donegal.
Many thanks for joining us, Junior Minister Frank Fee. And I don't know if Councillor Sweeney is still online too. Councillor Sweeney, I know you wanted to make a point, as many people did yesterday, about people in South Donegal having to travel to Letterkenny to be vaccinated, which doesn't make sense to a lot of people.
Yeah. It's something that I've been hearing quite a bit about in the last couple of days in relation to people having to travel as far as Letterkenny to get the vaccines. And while this is great and while we're shouting for getting the vaccines rolled out quicker and more efficiently, that's coming on track. But, you know, there are certainly cases where people have been called to Letterkenny where they're much, much closer to Sligo. There's a bit of a concern and a fear for it being a COVID hotspot, should we say. And, with people who have to make their way up, you know, it might be by car, it might be by bus if they don't drive. And, you know, if people say waiting in a queue for a reasonable length of time and waiting at bus stops, and just there's a certain fear there, you know, with certain people as to why they have to go to Letterkenny and do that. Well, it would be much safer and a better and quicker, more efficient option in Sligo for them, or in Ballyshannon indeed. And like, I would really be calling an effort to try and ramp up that more localised vaccination programme in the Bayview practice in Ballyshannon there. It's a fine facility and well-staffed and organised to do this. But in certain cases, people over 60 now are being called to Letterkenny. And it's just not very practical for many of them to do that, you know. So it's relaying the concerns of the people that I'd like to do today to NPHET and see if we can focus and lead people in a direction where they're more comfortable in going.